Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, Mama, I'm in fear for my life from the long arm of the Lord. The man is putting into my running, and I'm so far from my
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Hangman's Gallows. I am your host, Jack the Hangman Norton. Hope everybody's having a good hump day today. Trying to get back to my studio here. It was a nice day this morning when we started out here in California, Missouri, but it's turned into a rainy day on us. Had some thunder and lightning there earlier. But, you know, Mother Nature is the way she is, and Missouri is the way it is. Give it 5 minutes, and the weather will change. You can go from hot to cold, rain to snow, all in one day. So, anyways, done with the weather report. something I want to mention before I get going here, if you want to call in, it's 607-203-5388. That's 607-203-5388. Give me a call. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. What's on your mind? You know, we got WrestleMania coming up. We're going to talk about it here later on. Talk about Raw from Monday night. What went on there? We'll talk about the Hall of Fame show. What I want to start off with is New Breed Wrestling. They are a independent wrestling promotion. They just had a show down in Eldon, Missouri over the weekend that I attended. Awesome show. Very good show. Very good matches. Very good talent. If you're at the show and you're listening, give me a call. We'll talk about it. Like I said, 607-203-5388. They had a mask. The main event was a mask versus a dress match. Pardon, I'll spit it out here in a minute. With the Iceman versus the Math Magician. That was the main event. The Math Magician put his mask on the line. If he lost, the mask came off. If the Iceman, which is the international dance champion, if he lost, he had to wear a dress. Iceman and I go back quite a ways. Our careers paralleled each other for a while, then we worked together on several shows. We tagged together. He's a good friend of mine. Iceman, if you're listening, hey, give me a call. We'll talk about the match. It was a good match. It was a very hard-fought match. A lot of chain wrestling, back and forth, a lot of pinfalls. But in the end, it ended up the Iceman getting beat by the Masked Magician. And Iceman had to wear a dress. I do have pictures. I will post them on my Facebook later. If you don't have me on Facebook, please friend request me. You can either look at my real name, Jeremy Hudson, or Jack Hangman Norton, and you will find me. Just shoot me a friend request, and I'll add you. I haven't put them up yet, but I do have a couple pictures of the Iceman in the dress. They even put him in a pink tutu as he was walking down the aisle. There was many great matches. Craig Kiesman was in a three-way match, a very good match with him. I've known Craig for years. We even did some stage combat training when we were in college together at Missouri Western in St. Joseph, Missouri. Very good dude. Very good worker. He did a good show. Great job. There's Trevor Murdoch. He was on the card. He won his match. I'm not familiar with the guy that he was wrestling that night. He was a new kid. Haven't heard much about him. He did have some good moves, good look. He did some good work against Trevor, but Trevor came up on the winning end of that one. So, again, congrats to Trevor on his win. I know I got Trevor on my Facebook. I said, Trevor, if you're listening, give me a call. 607-203-5388. Call in. We'll talk. What else? Talked to the promoter afterwards about maybe doing some refereeing or managing in the future and helping with doing some promoting up here towards California. California is only about 20 minutes from Eldon, which is where he's out of. So, you know, when they're doing shows in Eldon, I said, hey, man, give me a holler. I can bring some flyers up here, start papering California, maybe a little bit over in Jeff City, you know, get a little bit more exposure. The crowd the other night was awesome. They had 200 and I think 63 or 65 people show up for the show, which, you know, it was their first anniversary show. They hadn't had one, I think, for a little bit there in Eldon at the community center. But very good crowd, very good response from the crowd, I think, through all the matches. You know, just real good. I was very impressed, very pleased with the show. And if you get a chance, New Breed will be in Sedalia, Missouri on April 30th. I'm not sure where it's at. I didn't get that part, but I know it's April 30th in Sedalia, Missouri. If you get a chance, go check it out. Very good organization to look at and watch. A lot of good talent. So, you know, mark April 30th down on your calendar and attend the show. Unfortunately, I won't be there for sure. Iceman won't be there. I know that because Iceman's getting married that day. So he's finally settling down again. I know this will be his third time. So, you know, like they say, third time's a charm. So congratulations to Iceman and his upcoming marriage. And I and another friend of his will be doing the DJing that night so he can take the night off and not have to DJ his own wedding. So anyways, to move on from that, talk about Monday Night Raw. Like I said, if you're listening, call in 607-203-5388. A question, you got something you want to get off your chest, you want to talk about anything, just give me a call. We'll talk about it. Monday Night Raw was pretty good. Started off very strong with Shane McMahon and The Undertaker. Was awesome to see Shane come off the top rope and deliver the elbow to the Taker through the table. Been quite a while since we've seen that. Something we've all missed and was glad to see. I believe their match this weekend at Mania will be good. My view on it and a lot of people's view on it is something's going to happen. You can't have Shane versus Taker in Hell in a Cell and Taker not mollywop Shane. So, just in my opinion, I believe something will happen. Not sure what's going to happen, but it was very strong start to Raw. One thing that people pointed out was the Wyatts. I don't remember seeing the Wyatts on Monday Night Raw. Not sure why that was, and they're not booked for WrestleMania. I seen a post the other day that somebody was making note that Bray Wyatt, you know, the last 2 years have been in high-profile matches at Mania, and for some reason this year he's not. I do know that he's been in, you know, been battling a back problem. That may be a factor on why he's not working at Mania. You know, and then you got Braun Strowman and I can get another guy's name. That's bad. But anyways, you know, maybe they're going to work him in somehow. Like somebody said, they probably will start out in the Andre the Giant over the top battle royal, which, you know, would be a good showing for the three of them. Be interesting if it came down to the three of them at the end, you know, who's going to do what, you know, will, if it ends up with the three of them, will Ron and Eric Rowan step out and let Bray win, or will they all three go at it? It'd be kind of interesting to see, you know. Trying to think what else. Jericho versus AJ Styles. We've seen them wrestle before several times. It's been back and forth between the two. They both are very good wrestlers. I would like to see AJ go over on Jericho. I think it would kind of, you know, cement his, you know, legacy or whatever and get started with his first WrestleMania. I believe they said this is Jericho's 12th. You know, so I'd like to see Styles go over on Y2J. It would be an awesome. It's still going to be an awesome match either way. I think it would cement his legacy if he could get a win over Y2J and move on. Let's see what else. Roman Reigns and Triple H. Reigns attacked Triple H. Triple H got away. Then Triple H and the Dudley Boys attack Roman Reigns backstage. Then at the end of the night, we hit Triple H and back in the ring, right in his mouth. Roman Reigns comes down again. They start fighting back and forth. Blah, 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 blah. Everybody comes down, tries to separate them. And then, you know, it ends with everybody out there just going at it. Triple H walks away. He's got the title. Stephanie's holding the title up. Blah, 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 blah. A lot of people, a lot of things on the internet about Roman Reigns and people not liking Roman. I'm kind of mixed on Roman Reigns. He's a good worker. I think he's a decent worker. I won't say he's a good worker. He's a decent worker. Anyways, sorry, I'm having computer problems here, so I'm trying to fix that and talk at the same time. I ain't a very good multitasker. So anyways, okay, we're back on here. I believe, you know, the match between Reigns and Triple H is going to come down to, yes, Reigns is going to win it. But if he does win, and like so many have said, if Dean Ambrose is hot right now. He's on fire. The whole WWE universe loves him. I believe and I agree with some of the speculation going around that Roman Reigns is going to turn heel after Mania. I would like to see that, and I would like to see Dean Ambrose, if he goes over on Brock Lesnar at Mania, I would like to see Dean Ambrose and Roman go at it. Dean's he's nuts. He's not all there. His character is. So I believe they would make a very good match for the next pay-per-view. You know, and that's my views on those. The Divas deal, Eva Marie coming back, who cares? That's my point of view on that. The whole Divas, Charlotte's good, yeah. You know, she's going against Becky Lynch and the boss, forget what her name is. You see how much I pay attention to do women's wrestling in WWE, which brings up a point. I was reading something that was just posted on Facebook before we came on the air here, that after WrestleMania, the WWE is going to revamp the Divas division, and I believe, I didn't get to read it all, I just kind of skimmed over it. I believe they're going to bring back the women's championship. So, you know, that would be cool. Instead of the Divas title, I'm going to get the women's championship. And I say just do away with it being called the Divas division. Make it the women's division, period. That's what they are. They're women. They're not divas, in my opinion. And like I said, and I agree with the genius, Dustin Watson, you know, when we were doing the show before as two old pros, he always said that all a ladies' match is a time killer, which is true. It just gives them time to get things set up for the next big match. And you can go to the bathroom, get you something at the popcorn stand, or if you're watching at home, you can go to the bathroom, fix you some popcorn or a burrito or something. And then by the time you get done with all that, the ladies' match should be over. I'm not knocking women wrestlers. I'm not knocking women wrestling. I'm just saying that's what it's used for. And as for the women in WWE, I'm not too high on them, too high on watching them. Charlotte, no sells everything. And, you know, it's just like I said, I go take a piss and get something to eat. So, if you want to watch real women's wrestling, watch an indie show. Watch Miss Natural, Stacey O'Brien. All these ladies working the indies, watch them. They're wrestlers, not what you see on WWE. I'm moving on. If you're listening to the show, give me a call, 607-203-5388. And let me know what you think so far. Got a question for me, want it answered, and I'll try to answer it as best as possible. If you want to talk shop, we can do that. But I want to move on from Monday Night Raw to the Hall of Fame. We were told earlier this week, you know, that Vader is going to be inducting the Stan Hansen. I remember when I was a kid, Stan was one of my favorites to watch. Vader was one of my favorites to watch, too. I believe that would be a good person to induct Stan Hansen into the Hall of Fame. Vader's been around. Stan's been around. They're friends and real good friends. They've fought each other. They've tagged together. They've traveled together. So if anybody knows Stan Hansen, that would be Vader. So I believe that's a good choice for his induction. Jackie, she picked the Dudley Boys. I believe the Dudleys are a good choice for her to be inducting her. They've traveled around together again. They've worked together numerous times. They've done triple tag team matches, you know, six-man, woman tag matches, whatever you want to call it. Very good choice for her to make to let the Dudley Boys induct her into the Hall of Fame. The Big Boss Man, they've chosen Slick to induct the Boss Man, which brings me back to when I was a kid. I think I mentioned it in the last show. When I was a kid, my dad took us to me and my buddy Brian, my buddy Cannon, Lance, Jeff. I think it was. I think maybe Brad, rest his soul. There were several of us. Dad took us down to Kansas City because it was for my birthday. We went down to Kansas City to watch wrestling matches. We were in like eighth grade, I believe, or something like that. Pulled in this back parking lot there at Kansas City at the Municipal Auditorium and Parks, and this Cadillac pulled up beside us, and that, lo and behold, out pops Slick. And, you know, we're all little 13, 14-year-old boys. We're, oh, dude, that's Slick, that's cool. And they kept wanting me to ask him, you know, make sure that it was him. So I spoke up and I said, "Hey, sir," I said, "are you Slick?" You know. He goes, yeah, I'm the Dr. Style Slick. What's your mom, brothers? I said, "Can I get your autograph?" So, yeah, got my autograph, got his autograph, not my autograph, I got his autograph. And that night, Boss Man was taking on Hulk Hogan for the title. And then we told him, I told him after, he said, "Now you want to support the Boss Man tonight, right?" And I was like, "Well, no," I said, "Hulk Hogan's going to beat him up." He kind of smirked and laughed, and then, you know, he took off. But, you know, I believe it, that Slick inducting the Big Boss Man is a good choice. He was his manager for years. You know, I'm sure he's got many stories he could tell about Boss Man. I read a deal online earlier a couple of weeks ago when he was announced that he was going to be inducted in the Hall of Fame about Chris Benoit's diary mentioning the Boss Man and how he was like a mentor and a father figure to him. Gave him a lot of advice on the road, a lot of tips, and kind of helped guide Chris Benoit on his path. So, you know, I imagine he was very looked up upon when he was in the locker room. I'm damn sure he was a good ring general. So, you know, the man had been around. He started out, I think, down Georgia, mid-states, you know, worked his way around the territories. I know he wrestled for NWA when I was a kid. I think he was a bodyguard for the Horsemen at one time. You know, I believe that he will be well represented by Slick at the Hall of Fame show. Another one that I caught was... I got a brain fart. Well, they announced it this week that they're inducting Snoop Dogg in the Celebrity Wing of the Hall of Fame. Another good inductee to the Hall of Fame, Snoop Dogg. There was a deal going around on Facebook. I don't know if they've mentioned who is inducting Snoop Dogg yet. One of the possible ones that somebody brought up was Rob Van Dam, just because of his 420 addiction. You know, I think Rob would be a good one, probably to induct Snoop Dogg, just because they got that little connection right there. If you want to call in and weigh in on the Hall of Fame show, 607-203-5388, give me a holler. I'll put you on the air. We'll talk about the Hall of Fame or whatever you want to talk about. Gosh, there was another one. I can't think of who it was. It was inducting who. Give me a second here. I have a brain fart. I haven't heard who's inducting Sting. I haven't heard who's inducting the Freebirds. I haven't heard who's inducting the Godfather either. So that'll be interesting to hear. Another one that's getting inducted in the Hall of Fame in the Celebrity Wing. Well, not in the Celebrity Wing, but the Ultimate Warriors, the Demon Award, is Joan London, who's been battling with cancer. Obviously, she's done a lot for cancer. She, you know, very, very well-known celebrity throughout the world. So congratulations to Joan London for being inducted into the Hall of Fame and then the Ultimate Warrior Award. I think that's very cool. Okay, let's move on. Let's see. We've done Raw. We've done... Hall of Fame, we die in New Breed of Wet Wrestling. We may cut this episode a little short if I don't get a call within the next 5 minutes. We're at 35 minutes right now left in the show. I was going to do an hour today, but things are going a little faster than what I expected. So we may cut this down to a 30-minute show. If you want to call in, like I said, we'll stay on the air. I got it scheduled for an hour, but, you know, with nothing to talk about, it's a little hard to do that. We've done New, like I said, we've done New Breed, we've talked about Mania, we've talked about Raw, we've talked about Hall of Fame, so not much left to hit on. I've been doing, been looking around here online. For those that don't know, I've been doing some acting on the side. If you get a chance, check out Order86.com. It's a movie I'm working on right now. It's a spy movie. It'll tell you the premise of it. So support us that are doing Order 86 right now. So check that out, Order86.com. I've also had an audition with 825 Studios out of Kansas City. They have cast me as a football coach in an upcoming movie they're doing. I don't know the name of it. They didn't release that to me, but it just told me that, you know, I'll be playing a football coach in it. So look for that. I've also sent out a resume and headshot, or getting ready to send out a resume and headshot. Just had some new headshots done the other day. Sending it out to Paramount for a movie they're shooting up in Omaha, Nebraska. Part of it they're shooting in Omaha, Nebraska. It's got Matt Damon, Neil Patrick Harris, Reese Witherspoon, and Jason Sudeikis, and it's called Downsizing. So if I get this extra part, extra talking part, I will be shooting, we'll be shooting that up in Omaha, L.A., and Toronto. So, you know, I'll keep you posted on that one if I get it. So you can see it when it comes out. It's called Downsizing. You can look it up on the internet also. We've got a little bit less than 3 minutes left. I want to cut this one short if we don't get a caller here in the next, you know, couple minutes. If you want to call in, 607-203-5388. Also, I want to mention if anybody wants to sponsor the Hangman's Gallows, you can give me a holler on Facebook. You know, if you're listening and you're not a friend of mine and you want to be, look me up, Jack Hangman Norton on Facebook, also known as Jeremy Hudson. So you can add me on there and then keep you updated when I'm having a show. But you can also get a hold of me on there. Let me know if you want to do a sponsorship for the show. Just kind of help out with subscription fees and stuff like that. And it's not going to be very much, not very expensive. Just, you know, just a few dollars here to help keep things going. We got about a minute and a half left on the show. Well, until 30 minutes. I was just going to do a 30-minute show tonight. I know I had it scheduled for an hour, but I think I'm going to end it early because we don't have anybody calling in. One last time, 607-203-5388. Give me a call if you want to talk about anything, want to talk about wrestling, movies, games, anything in particular. Just give me a call. So we got 1 minute left, and I'm going to shut her down. So I'd like to thank anybody that did listen. If you didn't listen live, go ahead and listen to it, you know, listen to it on replay. I'll post it on Facebook so everybody can hear it. We did have 19 people listen to it last week when I did the show. I appreciate that. Let's just keep building it. If you listen to the show, you see it on Facebook, repost it to your page, let everybody know about Hangman's Gallows, and you know, let's get the word out there so more people start listening, more people start calling in. I want to try to start booking it at 5 o'clock instead of 1 in the afternoon. That way there's more people off work that can call in and listen to it live. We got about 15 seconds left. I want to thank everybody. If you have any comments, shoot me a comment on Facebook. Otherwise, I will see you next, or actually, you'll hear me next time. Peace.